One kind has in its eye a little green knob, just like the head of a pin. These are called pin-eyed. The other kind has a fringe of little yellow dust spikes instead. Such flowers are called thrum-eyed. Let us split open the tube of one of each kind. Both have the broad green seed vessel down at the bottom of the tube, and from it there rises a slender green thread with a round sticky knob at the top. This thread is called the style. Now you see that in one of the flowers the style rises to the top of the tube, and in the other it rises only halfway. Do you see any other difference between the two flowers? Yes, in the pin-eyed flower, the dust spikes are placed halfway down the tube, but in the other, they are right at the top and form its thrum eye. You know that every flower needs pollen from some other flower to help make its seed, and that bees and other insects carry this pollen about when they're gathering honey. Let us see how the two kinds of primrose flowers help each other to make seeds. When a bee pushes its trunk down into a thrum-eyed primrose, it gets part of its head covered with pollen. When it goes to a pin-eyed flower, that part of its head rubs against the top of the style and supplies it with pollen. A pin-eyed flower will leave its pollen on a different part of the insect's head, but this is just the part that will rub against the style of a thrum-eyed flower. So you see that the two kinds of primrose flowers exchange pollen with each other by means of the bees, and so help each other to make good seeds.